If you are comparing GitHub Copilot workspace-style workflows, Cursor background agents, and Claude Code in 2026, the short answer is simple. Pick Copilot when your team wants research, planning, code review, and billing to stay inside GitHub. Pick Cursor when you want cloud agents and PR review running in the background. Pick Claude Code when you need the loop to live in your terminal, hooks, and scripts instead of a vendor UI. 1, 3, 6, 11, 12, most comparisons obsess over benchmarks. The harder question is where the glossary slash agentic loop runs when a ticket stalls at hour 2. GitHub puts that loop inside repo controls. Cursor puts it in a vendor-managed background workflow. And Claude Code hands it to you as a terminal-native tool with subagents, hooks, and MCP connectivity. 1, 6, 11, 12. Pick Copilot when GitHub is already your operating system. Copilot's current cloud agent flow is the GitHub native answer to the workspace agent idea. From the repos agents tab or Copilot chat, it can research a code base, generate an implementation plan, and work on a branch before you even open a pull request. 1. GitHub also says the cloud agent now starts more than 20% faster thanks to Actions custom images, which matters when you want low friction issue to branch execution rather than a separate IDE runtime. 2. That GitHub native control plane carries two practical advantages. First, governance lives where most engineering managers already look. Repository policies, organization billing, and usage metrics. GitHub's usage metrics API now breaks Copilot code review suggestions down by comment type, such as security and bug risk, which is unusually useful for teams trying to prove whether AI review is catching the right classes of defects. 3. Second, Copilot is now explicitly priced for agentic use rather than chat-only use. GitHub is moving plans to usage-based billing with AI credits on June 1, 2026, because long multi-step agent sessions cost more than traditional autocomplete. 4. The downside is also GitHub-shaped. Copilot is strongest when the unit of work is already an issue, branch, or pull request inside GitHub. If your workflow spills across multiple repos, custom local tools, or non-GitHub operational systems, GitHub's advantage can become a constraint rather than a feature. 1.5. Pick Cursor when the agent should keep working after you close the editor. Cursor is the strongest choice when you want background execution to be a product feature, not a side effect. Cursor's product surface now spans the editor, CLI, web, mobile, and integrations, and the company describes its agents as using their own computers rather than borrowing your active terminal session. 9. That is why Cursor feels different in practice. It is optimized for delegated implementation that keeps moving while you review another PR, leave the IDE, or hand work off to a teammate. BugBot makes the same design choice visible in code review. Cursor says BugBot runs in the background on new PRs and that more than 70% of its flags are resolved before merge. It can also send fixes back through the editor or a background agent. 6. That is a meaningful workflow distinction from tools that stop at inline suggestions. Cursor is not only helping write code, it is trying to become a standing review and remediation layer around the PR itself. 6. The benchmark story supports Cursor's positioning. Its Composer 2 technical report claims 61.3 on Cursorbench, 73.7 on SWE Bench Multilingual, and 61.7 on Terminal Bench. While the Cursorbench methodology argues that real coding tasks are underspecified, multi-file, and increasingly saturated on public benchmarks. 7.8. Read those numbers with skepticism because they are vendor-run evals, but the direction matches the product. Cursor is betting that background agents win when the job is large, ambiguous, and worth parallelizing. The same trade-off shows up in course slash Cursor Composer 2. 7.8.9. Pick Claude Code when you need to own the loop, tools, and logs. Claude Code is the most opinionated option in the opposite direction. It is an agentic coding tool that lives in your terminal, and Anthropic's docs emphasize file edits, terminal commands, Git workflows, subagents, hooks, skills, and MCP connectivity rather than a hosted project board. 11.12. That makes Claude Code less turnkey for manager-friendly dashboards and more attractive for engineers who want the agent embedded in shell scripts, CI jobs, or a custom internal harness. This ownership model matters more than the raw UI. When the loop lives in your terminal, You decide how sessions start, where logs go, which tools are allowed, and how failures are retried. Anthropic frames Claude code as customizable through hooks, Claude, MD, and MCP, and the repository reinforces the terminal native, plugin-friendly posture. 11.12. For regulated environments or teams building their own glossary slash agent harness, that control can beat a prettier background task panel. The pricing also signals the intended buyer. Anthropic includes Claude code in the $20 month pro plan and higher tiers, while positioning Opus 4.7 as its flagship for advanced software engineering and long horizon autonomy. 13.14. In other words, Claude code is not trying to be the cheapest managed PR bot. It is trying to be the programmable agent surface you can bend around your own workflow. 13.14. Compare billing and governance before you compare DMOS. The non-obvious split across these tools is economic and organizational, not just technical. GitHub is explicitly reworking Copilot around usage-based billing because agentic sessions are expensive and need admin-set budgets. 4. Cursor's Pro plan starts at $20 a month and sells higher tiers around more cloud agent usage, frontier model access, and BugBot-style review capacity. 10. Anthropic's Pro plan also starts at $20 a month, but its value is different. You are buying into a terminal native control plane that can be extended with hooks and MCP, not just additional background PR automation. 10.13, that is why there is no universal winner. Copilot is the better default when your organization wants agent usage audited and governed inside GitHub. Cursor is the better default when you want unattended implementation and review to keep running in the background. Claude code is the better default when your team wants to own the execution loop itself, even if that means more engineering effort up front. 1.4.6.10.11.13, runnable example. Route a ticket to the right agent surface stop asking which tool is best in the abstract. Ask where the loop should live, who should govern spend, and whether your team wants background convenience or programmable control. If you want to build the programmable side of that stack rather than just consume it, start with course/production agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector.